The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. After roughly 3 years of research and public outreach, Richmond City Council passed an expansive transportation plan known as Richmond Connects on Monday. This is First District Councilmember and mayoral candidate Andreas Addison.
I'm looking forward to finding the ways to best support it financially, support it with implementation, but more importantly, making sure that those neighborhoods that do not have the same access of walkability with sidewalks or even streets that work, gotta be in there too.
Funding will come from a variety of sources depending on a project's scale. The plan prioritizes major and minor infrastructure upgrades that can be done in the next 5 to 10 years, such as adding more bus shelters or connecting sidewalk gaps. Longer-term projects are also in the plan. Ship traffic problems caused by a Baltimore bridge collapse may mean an increase in port traffic in Hampton Roads. Laura Fillion from partner station WHRO has more.
A container ship hit a bridge outside Baltimore early Tuesday, shutting down all vessel traffic in the Patapsco River. Ships stuck outside the harbor will have to go somewhere to unload their cargo. The Port of Virginia says it's ready to help. Spokesperson Joe Harris said the port has the capacity and experience to handle surges in ship traffic. The ship that hit the bridge in Baltimore stopped at Virginia International Gateway last week and left without incident.
That was Laura Fillion from our partner station, WHRO. Virginia Commonwealth University has announced that Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin will be the school's spring commencement speaker. Youngkin is the latest sitting governor to speak to graduating classes at VCU following the footsteps of predecessors Terry McAuliffe, Bob McDonnell, Tim Kaine, and Mark Warner. VCU's commencement will be held on May 11th at 10 a.m. in Richmond. The event will also be live-streamed. Starting July 1st, every driver in Virginia will be required to have car insurance. According to WDBJ, Virginia drivers were given the option to pay a yearly uninsured motor vehicle fee. That has now been changed following a bill approved in the 2023 legislative session. Supporters of the bill say that with the rising costs of car repairs, insurance is more important than ever to protect against litigation and lawsuits. Those against the bill are worried about lower-income drivers not being able to afford the most basic of insurance plans. The music group Butcher Brown has won the 2024 Newland Music Prize for Best Album. The Newland Music Prize is given to the group with the best full-length album in the Richmond region. It is voted on by a jury of members in Richmond's music community. According to the band, their album Solar Music is a blend of jazz, funk, hip-hop, dance, and soul. The winner of the award receives $2,500. The band recently performed a Tiny Desk concert at NPR, which can be found on our website at vpm.org. Legislation to allow all Virginia localities to ask voters if they'd support a 1% sales tax hike to fund new public schools cleared the Virginia legislature and is now on Governor Glenn Youngkin's desk. As Megan Pauley with VPM News reports, localities currently have to seek individual approval from lawmakers before taking the issue to voters.
Right now, only 9 localities have the authority to put a referendum on their ballots asking for a sales tax hike to fund new schools. 8 of them have used that authority, and all 8 have received a majority of voter support. Pittsylvania County's 2021 referendum initially failed by just 23 votes, but passed the following year. All of the other referendums were successful on the first try. Keith Paragon, president of the Coalition for Small and Rural Schools, thinks all localities should be allowed to take the issue to their voters.
The beauty of that bill, I think, is that it has to come through the voters. It is not the elected officials who are making that decision. It's a referendum by the people who live in those localities. So the people, the citizens, get to decide if it's worth having an increase in their sales tax to provide a better facility for their students.
Paragon said he knows a number of rural Virginia superintendents who support the legislation because of needed facility updates. A few years ago, a state coalition estimated it had cost about $25 billion to replace or renovate all of the state's schools with aging infrastructure. A spokesperson for Governor Youngkin told VPM News that, quote, "The governor is closely reviewing the legislation and budget language sent to his desk." Megan Pauley, VPM News.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.